You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. A lot of people are looking for a mental escape right now. That's where Oakland musician Joshua McLean may be able to help. He's a cellist who composes songs that make listeners feel like they're in another world. His mystical sound is a blend of electronica, classical music, and rock. Joshua has played at venues around the world, and he performs regularly with the Handsome Brunettes. His latest album, Coming Home, is inspired by the story archetype, The Hero's Journey. KALW's Janae Darden spoke to Joshua after zoning out to some of his songs.
The inspiration behind your work ranges from Yo-Yo Ma to Jimi Hendrix. What inspired you to create that kind of sound?
Yeah. So I think the best thing for me is that I didn't go to music school. I mean, it's good and bad. Like, you know, my chops aren't nearly as great as like a concert cellist. But at the same time, because I didn't go to music school, I was playing in like rock bands and reggae bands. And I lived with like a blues guitar player, and we had a blues harmonica player living in this attic apartment behind us. He was like drunk all the time, but we would jam. And so I was jamming with like blues guys who, you know, played really dirty. And so Yo-Yo Ma was my hero when I was younger, and he still is today. Actually, my son's name is Yo-Yo. And so it's that element of like appreciating the cello for being a classical instrument and still listening to classical music. But I really like to turn on some nasty sounds and add in some distortion and dirt in there too.
Yeah, it's really beautiful how you do that. And what other instruments are you playing, you know, to give it that electronic sound as well?
On my album, there's a couple songs, I think, where I play electric guitar and also the baritone ukulele. But for the most part, I get the electronic sounds from my cello. I go through a guitar effects processor, and then I run that through a looping pedal. And so I use all kinds of like delay and distortion and reverb and different sounds like that.
It's funny because I listened to your music, so I was, you know, because with all the chaos going on, and I was feeling very anxious. And then I was listening to your album, and it immediately just really calmed me down. So thank you. Do you zone out to your music?
I've listened to my albums enough that I don't just like turn them on to hang out, you know. But when I practice, I'm definitely like getting into this sort of meditative state. And so practicing is it's not always relaxing. Actually, it's kind of like an intense therapy session. Like I really, you know, process a lot of stuff when I'm playing. And so usually when I'm performing, it's like people are witnessing like a therapy, like, gee, this is Josh's therapy session. Because it is very cathartic for me. That's kind of the most honest way that I process my emotions is by playing the cello.
Do you write the music before, or do you just play and then you find a song that way?
I'm not just like composing melodies in my head. A lot of it comes from improvising while I'm looping. And then like listening to the loop or the melody that I've recorded and like fine tuning the melody. And so like when I perform my album, very little of it is improvised.
Yeah, because your music, I know, has been described as otherworldly. And so when I listen to it, I just go into just a really, just in my head, like a really magical, mystical place.
Yeah, totally. I get people coming up and talking about the visions they saw in their head while listening to it. And that's like the biggest compliment, is because I really want to be able to take people on a journey. And that means different things to different people. And so, you know, I have my own vision of what's happening in the music. But to hear somebody else's interpretation, I'm like, whoa, that's like, I was not thinking of that, but I'm glad that you were, you know.
Journey, and I know that's a theme in this album, Coming Home, but you've had your own personal journeys. Like, you journeyed to California, and you were working in tech, right, when you came out here?
No, my first job was working for St. Anthony Foundation in the free clothing program, and so I was giving clothes to the homeless people in the Tenderloin. And then my second job was then working at Indiegogo, where I worked for the crowdfunding startup for 3 years. And it was great. You know, I've learned a lot about marketing. But I felt the San Francisco tech world can be difficult. And so it kind of crushed my soul. And so right before I recorded this album, I quit my job. And I always do this. I just like save up like a nest egg, and then I quit. I'm like, oh, I have like this amount of time to figure out what's next. And so I went to Peru into the middle of the Amazon jungle and drank ayahuasca for a month. And that was pretty intense. Like I felt like it was going to kill me. And then I came back home.
And you said it's called what again?
Yeah, ayahuasca. It comes from the jungle. It's comes from the ayahuasca vine and the chacruna leaf. And there are two different plants that grow next to each other in the jungle. Neither of them by themselves are hallucinogenic. You have to combine them. You drink this in the rainforest. And the ayahuasca vine is actually a purgative, so you get very sick. You're vomiting. For me, I was releasing a lot of trauma through my body. And so I was shaking violently, like having a seizure, but like fully aware for quite a few of the ceremonies, and then seeing demons. And so it's this really like very intense experience. It's not for everybody. And if you have any underlying conditions of like bipolar disorder or schizophrenia or borderline personality disorder, it wouldn't be a good medicine for you. It could be actually very dangerous.
And this inspired your album, Coming Home.
Yeah. A sort of a psychedelic journey, but it's very, the album feels very grounded, but and it's really trying to tell the hero's journey of going down into the underworld, into the shadow, to sort of experience this death where like this old version of you that doesn't serve you very well dies, and then you come back kind of bearing new gifts, like this bad part of me has been shed, and now I kind of know, I have a better understanding of my true essence, and I'm going to bring that to the world. And so that's kind of what I try to do with the music, is to use not psychedelics, but music to take people on sort of a journey into themselves.
That was cellist Joshua McLean speaking with KALW's Janae Darden. His latest album is Coming Home, and you can watch Joshua perform meditative sounds every Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 8:30 on his Facebook page. We'll have a link up at KALW.org.